TFP, Technical Foul Podcast. It's your boy Up D, back at it with another episode. And today we have none other to talk about than Jaylen Brown and Kevin Durant. And if you guys have been living under a rock, you don't know what's going on in the NBA world. You don't know what had happened the past few weeks, the past few months with the whole Kevin Durant situation. Then, yeah, as I said in the beginning, you've been living under a rock. But let's talk about this, because a lot of variables, a lot of things happened after the report came out from Woj himself. We saw Celtics fans scramble and say, hey, like, what's going on here? We saw Brooklyn fans saying, yeah, we want that. No, we don't want it. It just set NBA Twitter, you know, in chaos. And when you look at it, there were times where you saw the report and said to yourself, as a fan of the game, whoa, let's look at the bigger picture here. Boston, one of the top teams in the East. Let's get this straight. I want to get this out of the way. One of the top teams in the East. Go to the finals last year. Sweep the Brooklyn Nets, who currently have Kevin Durant on their team, you know, sweep them. Go all the way to the NBA Finals, losing game 6. One game away, 2 games away, you know, essentially, from hoisting a championship trophy. And your best player is Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And then you go out and you hear things like this as a fan of the game. You say to yourself, whoa, 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 whoa. Kevin Durant's almost 35. People forget that. You take a toll on your body. Yes, 35 is young. But when you do what Kevin Durant, what Jaylen Brown, what all these guys, what all these professionals do on a consistent basis, you say to yourself, whoa, whoa, he's 35. And you want us to give, you want the Celtics to give a young 26, 25, 27-year-old who's in his prime, still in his prime, hasn't even peaked yet, you know, to the Brooklyn Nets just for one guy? And we're talking Jaylen, Derek White, who was essential in Boston's run to the NBA Finals last year after getting traded from San Antonio. And 2 first-round draft picks. You laugh at that. And then you look at Brooklyn and you're like, Brooklyn's asking for too much. I mean, yes, they are. The guy is almost 35. He's almost 35 years old. He's almost done with his career if you really, really look at it. He's setting himself up right now. What am I going to do post-career? You see what he's doing with the boardroom. You see how he's getting into NFTs. You see how he's getting into the crypto game. You see what Kevin Durant is doing in his career right now. I'm focusing on my future. Like, what I've done, I've won the championships. I've won the MVPs. I've won the scoring championships. Now, I want out of Brooklyn. I want to win another championship, yes, before my time is done, yes, cool. But from an NBA fan standpoint, you ask yourself, especially if you're a Celtics fan, do you guys really need, you really need this guy, Kevin Durant? Do we really need an aging superstar on this team? Yes, it's going to look good on paper. Look, it looked great on paper when Kyrie teamed up with KD. When KD and Kyrie and James Harden teamed up, it looked great on paper. So great that they pretty much swept the Celtics 2 years ago. But times have changed. Harden's gone. Kyrie's got his own situation with the whole I want to go to LA thing. I want to get out of here too. I don't want to talk about it. I'm on my spiritual BS. You know? So, Kevin Durant sitting in the corner like, what's going on here? You know, like, I left an amazing situation, Golden State, to come to Brooklyn. And let me turn that down real quick. I left an amazing situation in Brooklyn to come to I left an amazing situation, Golden State, to come to Brooklyn, and it has done no good for him, for Brooklyn, for Sean Marks, for Kyrie Irving, for anyone else who's on that team who left whatever situation they were in previously. No good. KD sees it. NBA fans see it. NBA analysts see it. You know, executives all around the league see it. And they're trying to jump on it. Here's the thing with the whole KD situation, though. All right? Yes, I'm going to touch on Jaylen. I know this is about Jaylen, why the Celtics really, really got to keep him. Teams will not budge on what Brooklyn wants. This season is going to start with Brooklyn having KD and Kyrie because Brooklyn's just asking for too much. Point blank, period. And then they're just going to crumble and then say, okay, might as well just take this because we already had that offer. That was way better in July and August. And now we got to settle for this. And it's going to come down to that eventually with the whole KD, Kyrie situation. Now let's jump back to my guy, Jaylen. I don't understand. Listen, you can't just believe what you see, especially when it's from a valued and respected reporter like Woj. But I don't know what Brad is trying to pull here. If you watch basketball, you know the duo of Jaylen and Jason, the two J's, and how impactful that is to not just Celtics fans, but all NBA fans. It's like you're looking at every single duo in the NBA. I think they're top three, maybe one, if not two, you know, after KD, Kyrie. Best duo in the league. And now you want to separate him. You want to separate the two J's. The two J's that got you there, that you built, that Danny Ainge, matter of fact, Danny Ainge built, that said, hey, like, let's build from the draft the way Golden State did. Let's build. Let's see where it takes us. Look where it took the Boston Celtics. It took them to the championship. And who knows if it's true. If it's true, Brad Stevens is really picking and choosing. He's playing with fire right now. You know, and in the league and in the role that Stevens is in, you kind of got to play with fire to get back. You got to be risky, you know? That's a huge risk, Brad. That's a huge risk. That's a big risk. Letting a guy like Jaylen, who's probably never going to win MVP just because of the situation he's in. But if you put him in any other situation, if you put him in another role on another team where it's like, I'm going to be the forward here. I'm going to be the guy. Jaylen's probably going to be talked about in MVP talks, in most improved player of the year talks. He's been talked about in MIP talks too. So it's like, it's a huge head scratcher, you know? But Brad is really, again, you dabbling, bro. Like, it's KD. Anyone would want KD 5 years ago, 2 years ago. He's injury prone. We've seen it. He's been out for time and time and time. He had that huge Achilles injury that cost Golden State the finals in 2019 against Kawhi and the Raptors. But you can't just give up a huge, huge, huge aspect and a huge, huge reason to the team's success in Jaylen Brown. You can't throw his name out there. Unless you really, 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 really think KD's going to pull off some magical, you know, yeah, I'm a 7-foot assassin. Yeah. One of the best scorers in the league. Yeah. We know that. You know what else? Everyone else in the NBA knows that he's injury prone. He's also not loyal. Left OKC. Left Golden State. Stephen Clay, he left the two Splash Bros. He left the two guys who are the best shooters in NBA history, who just recently beat Boston in the NBA Finals. Now he wants to leave Brooklyn. What makes you say as an executive, oh, I'm going to bring this guy in temporarily and see what he does. He might just stay. Yes, Jalen has his own contract extension issues that he has to worry about, because he could leave in about a year or two, realistically. And the way things are going, Jalen might leave. But you picking, you trying as an executive, as a GM, you know, saying to yourself, I'm going to get this guy because of the name. Man, forget the name. When it comes down to businesses like this, you got to stick with the guys who are loyal. Look at Kobe, look at Dirk, look at Tim, look at the generational players that have stuck with the guys that they drafted. Look at what Golden State is doing with Steph Curry. Look at what Golden State is doing with Klay Thompson, with Draymond Green. You know, look at what Portland is doing with Dame Lillard. Building around that. KD's not going to, he's going to get what he wants and then he's going to dip. Kawhi is going to get what he wants and then he's going to dip. LeBron is going to get what he wants and then he's going to dip. People are now talking about LeBron leaving because of everything that's swirling around. And the fact that everyone in the NBA knows that he's not loyal. But you letting go of a loyal guy in Jaylen Brown over a disloyal KD? Yes, you're a great player. But brother, there's no absolute reason as a GM you should take a guy like KD over a loyal part and player to your team in Jaylen Brown. Point blank period. And that's all I got to say about this whole situation. I've had this in my head a break. I've talked to, you know, people in the group chat about it. But yeah, you know, Jalen's going to stay in Boston. He ain't going nowhere. I'm going to let y'all know right now. It's all rumors, I think. If it isn't, Brad, you tripping. KD, Kyrie going to start the season together. People forget they still got Ben Simmons, who's also a disloyal player. We'll get to that at another point. But yeah, it's just, I don't see the reason why Boston should let go of Jalen. Hey, I've been talking too much right now. If y'all could do what, you know, it's up there. Do what you got to do. I ain't going to ask you. If you don't, blessings to you. Anywho, it's your boy Up D. Appreciate y'all. Peace, love, respect, easy.